Nehemiah 7, 1 through 73. Devotional focus verse. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani, and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man, and feared God above many. Nehemiah 7, 1 and 2. Most of today's text is a registry found by Nehemiah listing those who had come with Zerubbabel to Jerusalem some years before, following their captivity in Babylon. While all the individuals noted were known to God and important in his sight, the phrase in our focus verses, "He was a faithful man and feared God above many," described Hananiah, the co-leader of Jerusalem. The phrase stands out because faithfulness and a healthy fear of God are vital qualities for all of us. Through the years since the time of Hananiah, countless godly men and women have exemplified these qualities. One who comes to mind is Clarence Frost, a pioneer, evangelist, and pastor in the apostolic faith work. From the time of Brother Frost's conversion in 1911 at the age of 22, he had a tremendous burden to spread the gospel. He also had a cheerful disregard for any inconvenience or discomfort associated with evangelistic outreach, and that characteristic, combined with faithfulness and zeal, made him an outstanding soul winner. Brother Frost's early life certainly gave no hint of the direction it would later take. Few would have dreamed that the troubled young man he described in his testimony would become a zealous preacher of righteousness. But God worked a miracle in the winter of 1911 when Brother Frost rented a building in Ashland, Oregon and opened a bowling alley. A group of Christian people in the area had hoped to obtain that building and use it for a mission. Without ever meeting him, they began praying for the bowling alley man. One night, God led him into one of their gospel services, dealt with his heart, and saved his soul. What rejoicing broke out when the people praying with him learned he was the man who owned the bowling alley. He soon helped them transform the building into a mission hall. As a new Christian, Brother Frost sought and received his deeper spiritual experiences, and in time, God called him into the ministry. In 1919, he was appointed pastor of the Medford Apostolic Faith Branch Church. And as he viewed the small rural towns scattered throughout southern Oregon, he saw them as a vast spiritual harvest field. He asked the Portland headquarters church to send gospel workers to help with outreach efforts, but none were available. Instead, he was told to go and find new workers, and he did just that. His love for the souls of men took him on strenuous trips in every direction. Across mountain grades, through mud, snow, ice, and slush in wintertime, and over rocky and dusty roads in the summertime, he went from one locality to another preaching the gospel. Like Hananiah in our focus verses, Brother Frost feared God above many, and his consistent prayer life was evidence of that. He made it a habit to rise early to pray wherever he was.
There were even times when he prayed all night because someone needed immediate help from God.
It is no wonder that he was able to stir the hearts of his listeners when he stood before them to preach the Word of God. As the years went by, Brother Frost's faithfulness did not waver. He went into communities where he had lived, and many people who remembered his youthful days there as a sinner came to the meetings and were saved. He held a series of meetings in Doris, California, where people had known him as a drunken logger, and more than 60 people were converted. Wherever he found a building that could be used for a temporary church, meetings were held and souls were converted. Under Brother Frost's oversight, the group of believers in Medford grew from a handful of people worshiping in a tiny gospel hall to a large congregation worshiping in a beautiful church.
Today, scores of people in Apostolic Faith congregations up and down the West Coast represent families that came into the gospel through the faithful efforts of Brother Frost. In our text today, Nehemiah appointed Hananiah as one of the co-rulers of Jerusalem. He had served faithfully as the ruler of the palace, the head of those responsible for the security of Jerusalem. We do not need to be a palace ruler or a preacher to be counted among those who are faithful and fear God. Many of us may not appear to be especially gifted. We may not be able to sing, teach, or travel to faraway places to share the gospel. However, we can still be used of God if we are faithful and maintain a healthy fear of God. Hananiah passed on to his reward thousands of years ago. On May 15, 1969, Brother Frost went home to meet his Lord and Savior, who had made such a far-reaching change in his life. But if this pioneer of the gospel were to stand among us today, no doubt his message would echo the words he said to the Medford congregation back in 1952. Don't you believe that there are some more yet for us to go out and find? We know people's hearts are different today, but are we going to lie down just because of that? I say, let's go out and find them. Let's go out and bring them in. Background information. After the completion of the wall surrounding Jerusalem, Nehemiah's narrative shifts to a focus on the logistical and civic aspects of restoration of the city. In chapter 7, Nehemiah recorded his instructions for the guarding of the city. See verses 1 through 4. The census taken of the people of Judah and its final totals. See verses 5 through 69. And a list of the gifts given for the work. See verses 70 through 73. Verses 1 through 4 of chapter 7 relate to ensuring the safety of the city after the walls were completed and the doors of the gates hung. Their inclusion here suggests that the porters, singers, and Levites referred to in verse 1 were charged with the responsibility of watching over the wall and the operation of the gates, along with their temple duties. Verse 2 records that Nehemiah appointed two men to positions of authority. First named is Hanani, his brother or near relative, who had informed Nehemiah of the tragic conditions in Jerusalem. See Nehemiah 1:2. The other man was Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, leader of the fortress, who feared God above many. Instructions were issued concerning the opening and shutting of the gates, and the people were organized into shifts to serve as sentinels in locations around the wall near their own homes. Jerusalem was spread out across a significant area, but its population was small and there were many abandoned houses. Verses 5 through 7 relate that Nehemiah was inspired by God to take a census of the people. During the census-taking process, a register was found, probably in the temple, of the exiles who had returned from Babylon with Zerubbabel. Names from this register are virtually the same as on the list recorded in Ezra 2, with only minor variations. The registry begins with Zerubbabel, see verse 7, and notes his key companions. Jeshua in this list is Joshua, the high priest. The other names in this list also have slightly different spellings than in the book of Ezra. The Nehemiah named in the list as a companion of Zerubbabel is not the Nehemiah who narrated this account. Verses 6 through 25 are a list of families or clans, while verses 26 through 38 are a list of cities. Some historians suggest that the families listed were ones who settled in Jerusalem, and those who are listed by city settled in those locations. Temple workers, priests, Levites, and temple servants are listed in verses 39 through 56, and the families of Solomon's servants in verses 57 through 60. Verses 61 through 65 provide names of individuals who participated in the census but could not prove their ancestral lineage. Genealogies were of great importance to the Jewish people. Those whose lineage was uncertain could not have citizenship, though they were permitted to return to Jerusalem. Included in this list were some among the priesthood. These men were instructed not to eat of the holy food until a priest could validate that they were qualified to participate. This was done by inquiring of God through use of the Urim and Thummim, differently colored rocks drawn from a pouch. The term Tirshatha, used in verse 65, was the Persian title for governor and referred to Nehemiah. The list ends in verses 66 through 73, with totals of those who returned, their animals, and donations made to the treasury for the work. Conclusion:
if we are faithful in our service to God and maintain a healthy fear of the Lord, we will be blessed and productive in our efforts for His kingdom.